Misha says on the bottom of Daf Kavzana Mabez, Misha Halcha Medina Sayam. Somebody went to Medina Sayam, Va'amad Echad Apprentices Ishtar, and somebody went up on his own and he decided to support this person's wife. Chanan Aymer Ibadas Ma'is. So Chanan says that he was Ma'abadas Ma'is. He doesn't, can't get paid back, his money is lost because nobody asked him to support this person's wife, so he doesn't have a right to be Tavea the Baal for Ma'is. Nechalav B'nei Kanam Gedalim, Bar Mishav Akam Ha'itza V'hitol. So the Bnei Kanam Gedalim argued, and they said you could get the money if you swear how much you spent. Amr of Daisa ben Hakinas Kidavam, Amr of Yechim Mazaki, Yafa Amr Chanan, Hiniyach Maisel Vakaran at Tzvi. So Yechim Mazaki says that Chanan is correct that he's Maniyach Maisel Vakaran at Tzvi, which means that he lost his money and he can't get it back. So the Mishnah uses a interesting expression to describe somebody who lost his money and won't get it back, and that's called being Maniyach Maisel Vakaran at Tzvi, putting his mice on the horns, on the karnayim of a Tzvi, of a deer. So what is the aimik of this lashon of Maniyach Maisel Vakaran at Tzvi? Why did the Tana use such a lashon? And the Pasha says, like the Shita Mekabetza says, that this is a reference to the fact that a tzvi is a very quick animal, and if you put something on the tzvi, it's going to run away. It's going to be very hard to get it back, and that is this inyan over here, v'niyach ma'isav al-karen ha-tzvi. The only thing which is relevant to that is, why do we focus dafka on the karnayim more than any other part of the tzvi? Anywhere you put it on the tzvi, it's going to run away and won't be able to get it back. Why do we mention dafka the karnayim? So Reb Chaim Vital brings on B'Shem Darizal, that Darizal, his Rebbe, heard B'Shem a Chacham Kadmon. He heard B'Shem a different Chacham, a very interesting pshat over here, that he says that he had a Kabbalah, that the Teva of the Tzvi is to be Machlev Karnayim every 7 years. Every 7 years it would shed its horns and it would fall off. B'Kishem Machlev Karnav B'Seif HaShana Yechayfer B'Seif HaShana Azayin. After the 7 years, Chayfer Baritz V'Tam Hashem Kenoisav, the deer would dig into the ground and stick the karen deep in the ground, but even she afshel l'shum nivra ba'olam ha'matzai, in a way that no one would be able to ever get these karnayim. So it was done in a way where no one could ever get it. He says, l'chein nakad ha'ilishan din yach ma'isav ha'karen ha'tzvi, that just like this karen ha'tzvi is something that you'll never get, if you spend this money on the isha, you're never going to get your money back as well. That is how he's mazbe the inyan of why it's karen ha'tzvi dafka. So that's what Chaim Vital brings down B'Shem Darizal. It's interesting that he's mechamen to the sheet over here. The sheet of Mekabetzis over here, Mamash says this pshat with little different words, but the same idea. He says, Shemati l'hochi nakal ha'keren ha'tzvi mishum da'tzvi k'shem izdakin ha'keren tzmayo harbe, and he goes to makam shabal yorah bali matzei v'takeh ha'karno v'echem nikiki ha'slayim k'dei shalai matzei l'aylam kach shemati mipi chachamim darshi reshumai. So he says this pshat, and he says he heard it from chachamim darshi reshumai, Mamash like that Rizal says. And then I realize it's possible that this is really all the same shot, the same mucker, because it's yodua that Darizal was a Talmud of the Baal Mechaber Shita Mekabetzis of Rebetzal Ashkenazi, and this shot is brought down from Rebetzal Ashkenazi, this from the Shita himself, and so it's possible that the Arizal heard this from Rebetzal Ashkenazi, and he says he heard it from the Chacham Kadmon, maybe that's who he's referring to, or the people that he heard it from the Toshi Rishumas. So it could be that the Shita itself is the mucker for the Divya Arizal, that the Lashon Karen HaTzvi is because of this minig that the Tzvi had to put its karnayim in the karka once every 7 years, and that could be the beer in this Lashon, this interesting Lashon of Vinyach Ma'isav HaKaren HaTzvi.